Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The city of Houston's plans to purchase an east downtown facility to shelter and serve homeless people was again delayed earlier today. Council members Mario Castillo and Julian Ramirez tagged the $16 million purchase, delaying it by 1 week in an effort to get more community engagement. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports Mayor John Whitmire's administration is eager to move forward.
The facility would hold up to 320 beds and serve more than 1,000 people per year, according to Housing Department Director Mike Nichols. In addition to 80 residential rooms, it holds a large kitchen, cafeteria, recreational facilities, and classroom spaces.
It may not be the perfect location, but it is the perfect building for what we want to do.
The facility is located next to Shell Energy Stadium. Residents and business owners in the area have raised concerns about safety and the lack of community engagement. The city council will consider the purchase next week. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
A community meeting with city leaders about the plan is slated for 6 p.m. Thursday at the TBH Center on South Jensen Drive. The Black Lives Matter mural on the street in front of Yates High School, where George Floyd attended, could be removed under the state's order. As News 88.7's Michael Adkison reports, city leaders are cautious to speak about it.
The words Black Lives Matter are still etched on Alabama Street as of Wednesday morning, but that may not be the case by next month. The state government has ordered all murals and art, particularly political messages, to be removed from Texas roads. Speaking on Hello Houston, City Councilmember Carolyn Evans-Shabazz wasn't certain of the mural's fate.
I absolutely don't know, but we, as well as the country, will always remember George Floyd.
Harris County Commissioner Rodney Ellis, who represents the area, declined to comment. Earlier this week, Mayor John Whitmire said he was not addressing the mural right now, telling a reporter, "The less you say about it, the better." I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
It's 79 degrees right now on the UH campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.